Erin Watsit, day 7. Nailed it. Morning was blaic. In fact, it was breakfast cereal advert smooth. Cartoon animals would not have seemed out of place. Although there was a strange guttural sound attacking our ears like a staccato tickle. Laughter. No one laughs in the morning. Well, not in our house. Normally, we've all learnt to ignore the morning soundtrack of toilet tinkle, bottom burps and grumping. The problem is this. If just one of you wake up all gumpy bear, then there is no amount of rib tickling, pantsing or flatulence that will turn the frown upside down. So unless the whole house is in Kellogg's happy, then the whole house respects the gumpy bear and shushes. So the sound of laughter coming from 10-year-old's room this morning, backed up by 4-year-old giggling like a loon, was a strange way to wake. It continued right through to the school run and picked up again when Will sat down for dinner. Gentle ribbing about the state of the school photo proofs that came through. Play telling off because they hadn't watched enough cartoons today. And of course, flatulence. Always funny, especially to a bunch of children aged 4, 10 and 39. Why the laughter? Why the near euphoric state? Well, collectively, as a pride, we had achieved something. We had not only managed to eat 3 square meals a day, but also to wash and clean ourselves, wear clean clothes every day, and attend whatever event required our presence. We had gone to bed when tired, eaten only when hungry, and visited relatives with aplomb. In short, we had survived a week without Mum. The laughter, though, was reserved for Mum. Home tomorrow, the real cause for all the excitement. A mother's hug and a wife's cuddle. We can't wait. Oh, and goodbye, Erin Watsit.